Lagos, let's have our conversation on the care for your eye. What do you know about eye care? That's our conversation next here on The Morning Crossfire. Morning to you.
The stories that matter to you from across the street to across the globe.
There was a general complaint of voter apathy. What do you think was responsible for that?
This man is telling America, you so close or hush puppy, you do this, so you close. No, so his deputy inspector general of police, what a shit.
99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You know, it echoed in this room. Look, Aliko and I go back a long way. He's done phenomenally well. Obotu Dekos done phenomenally well. Jim, Mike Adenuga and co. Let me tell you what they all have in common. They are all very combative personalities. Because of that, no regulator will go to them and try nonsense. Because most of them know how to deal with that regulator. We have to move beyond that, making Nigeria an economy only for the few people who are very combative. Some of us too are combative enough, so people know what's in regulation. Now let me continue, because those we are destroying are the 22-year-old entrepreneurs, the 25-year-old entrepreneurs. This economy is rigged against the youth, and it's not going to grow. When Aliko and I were 30, we were allowed to grow. Today, we're killing the youth from growing. So it's not going to grow. That's the point I'm making. And the reason, the things we have to correct, you see, any regulator that wants to get applause, just go after some people, destroy some businesses, and the more you destroy, the more they hail you. It's even proof that you're working. That's a paradigm shift. We have to get out of that complete nonsense. Without that, it will negate any monetary policy and everything else.
You can have your number one radio with you wherever you go.
Wow, really?
Download our mobile app, search Nigeria Info FM on Google Play and Apple App Store. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
On our health series today, we talk eye care. You can as well call it eye health. If you want, you can even say eye safety. Now, we'll be talking with a professional on why you should get your eyes checked as often as recommended. It is equally ignorant to keep your eyes healthy, just as you need is keep your body healthy. The way you focus attention on your body, on the other part of your body, same way you need to pay more attention to the health of your eyes as well. Now let me give you these statistics and listen to this very carefully. Globally, blindness affects 36 million individuals. Globally, 36 million individuals. And this is projected to increase to 115 million people by 2025. I'm not even talking about any other thing, though. This is the Nigeria's first comprehensive national eye health policy conducted by the Federal Ministry of Health back in 2019. Now, according to the maiden edition of the Nigeria's National Eye Health Policy in 2019, conducted by the Federal Ministry of Health in collaboration with other ministries at the federal and state levels, agencies, professional organizations, developmental partners, civil society, and stakeholders in 2019, in Nigeria, blindness in every 3 out of 4 people could be prevented if treated. In Nigeria, people that get blind or people that will go blind, out of every 4 of them, 3 can be prevented. Now listen to another one. 9 out of 10 of the world's 253 million vision impaired people live in low and middle income countries. You can say Nigeria is in that bracket. Now, this is even more staggering by this next data that says more than half of the world's blind population are women. 56% of the world's blind population are women. Why? And today is World Sight Day, hence this conversation. I have other stats that I need to reel out, but let me introduce my guest on the show this morning. He is Dr. Adegboyega Alabi. He's a medical doctor, from the Department of Ophthalmology, Faculty of Clinical Sciences, College of Medicine, University of Lagos. He's also a member of the Ophthalmological Society of Nigeria. He's an ophthalmologist, let me put it that way. He's a lecturer as well. Dr. Boyega, very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kodri. Nice to see you.
How is it that you are not using glasses? Ophthalmologists are here, use glasses.
My glasses are here. Thank you so much, Mr. Kodri.
It's good to
nice being here.
It's good to have
good
you.
Good morning, listener. Thank you for joining us.
Let's start with the eye problems in Nigeria. What can you tell us about it? I mean, you heard this task that I reeled out, but what can you tell us about the level of eye problems in Nigeria before we now go into what eye problems are really?
All right. Thank you very much for that question. And but let me surprise you.
Yeah.
I heard your statistics and they are valid.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you that the figures have changed.
They've changed.
Absolutely. The figure of visually impaired has increased to 1.1 billion
in
worldwide.
The world.
Yes. That was according to WHO February 2021.
Over a billion people.
Over 2.2 billion actually. Actually 2.2. But 1 billion of that figure is due to preventable or curable causes. So the figure is staggering, really. So for Nigeria, we'll still stay within the bracket of the figure you've given us.
Yeah.
Currently, the problem is the usual statistics, basically.
Okay.
But from what we heard in a survey that was done in 2006-2007, the figure of people blind in Nigeria is put at about 1.4 million people. That's individuals that are 40 years and above. Those are the people captured in that figure. Then for visually impaired, from that study, we have about 4.25 million people. But like I said, that was a long time ago. That figure has changed.
I mean, look at between 2019 and now.
Yes.
Look at the change.
Absolutely. Now, for just like you said, the problem is huge in this part of the world, sub-Saharan Africa. You know, Nigeria is part of that.
That's right.
That region.
That's right.
And over 80% of the causes of blindness or visual impairment are actually preventable or can be cured. Can be cured, just like you said.
I want to take you. Let's now go back to what we can call visual impairment. What is it really? People seem to think that they can see this paper now. They can see their hand. They can see their fingers. They can see their child. People seem to be in denial. Back in the day, I'm sure maybe it's still happening now. People, God forbid, when you say they have eye problems. God forbid, I will not use glasses. No, my child will never use glasses. My child will never use glasses. Why? What is visual impairment really?
Well, visual impairment is a situation where the ability of the eye to see clearly. And when we say seeing clearly, we have a scientific definition, actually.
Okay.
We have what we call visual acuity. The normal standard visual acuity is 6-6 or 6 over 6. The Americans will say 20-20.
Okay.
You know, that means that if you have an object, you know, at 6 meters, you should be able to see it. You have a particular object at 6 meters.
Right.
Depending, and there's a particular size to that object, you should be able to see it. That is 6/6. However, for definition of visual impairment,
right,
any individuals that has a visual acuity that is less than 6/18 is visually impaired. But gradually, we're bringing that figure, that value is also coming down. We are now using what we call 6/12.
Okay.
What that means is this: if a normal person,
yeah,
if you put an object at 12 meters, 12 meters away.
12 meters away.
Yeah, a normal person with good vision should be able to see it. But somebody who is visually impaired will not be able to see that. You know?
I want to also, let us break this down. Okay. What are the three major types of, not let me not say three, what are the major types of visual impairment?
I guess you're referring to the causes.
The causes now.
Okay, good. So the two major causes of visual impairment are actually uncorrected refractive error and unoperated cataract. But you said three, and I'm happy you mentioned three. There's a third one.
I didn't want to say three.
There's a third one, actually, and that is a condition we call glaucoma.
Glaucoma, right.
Glaucoma, yeah. Right. Those three are really, really ravaging the population.
Let's take it one after the other. Uncorrected visual refraction, is that what you call it?
Uncorrected refractive error.
Refractive error. Yes. What does that mean?
What it means is inability of the eye to focus either on near object or far object because of the weakness of the what we call refractive elements of the eye.
Of the eye.
We have basically two of them. We have the cornea.
Okay.
That cornea is that transparent black part of the eye that we all see. It accounts for 70% of the eye's ability to focus the image of an object of regard on the retina. The retina is that part of the eye that act like, you know, the film of a camera. That is where the image of the object is formed. So we need the refracting element to focus the rays of light coming from the object of regard on the retina to give the person a sharp view of the object of regard. So we have the cornea accounting for 70% of the refracting ability of the eye.
Okay.
And then secondly, we have the crystalline lens. There's a natural lens inside there. So when there's problem with ability of these two elements to focus rays of light from object of regard on the retina clearly, it leads to what we call refractive error. And we have types of refractive error as well.
Can it be corrected medically?
It can be corrected.
Dr. Kwega, I've heard severally that, you know, doctors just issue glasses and these glasses just be wearing it for the rest of your life, or, you know, is that life? I tell you that it's corrected, but in the end, it's not corrected. You're just wearing it like that.
Okay, probably I should change my use of word. That use of word corrected is a misnomer.
Oh.
So many times we say it's a corrective glasses, but it's actually a misnomer.
Okay.
It will correct when you wear it.
When you wear it.
Yes, and once you take it off, it's physics. It's more or less like optics, optics in physics.
Yeah.
You know, the glasses, what basically they do, they help in redirecting the rays of light from the object of regard to focus on the retina. So if initially the object of regard is focusing in front of the retina, the glasses
you put on the glasses you wear
should actually diverge the rays of light for it to focus. If on the other hand the rays of light is naturally focusing behind the retina, you need a high powered lens that will converge the rays of light, you know, for it to now focus on the retina. Correction is when you wear it. Once you remove it, that's the end of the correction for both refractive error.
In other words, once you have your prescription glasses,
please,
you most likely will wear it for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. For most patients, you will need to wear it.
That's bad news for somebody like me.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I've been wearing my glasses for a very long time.
However, medicine has moved on.
Okay.
And new things are coming up. There are some parasurgical procedures, you know, that could be performed actually.
You mean the laser?
Yes. But it's not applicable in all cases.
Okay.
Yes. So for anybody wearing glasses that want to look at that option, you have to see your eye care specialist for them to guide you and advise you appropriately.
Let's move on to the next. I want this to be very interactive. You know what? Doctor, let's take a few calls. Let's see, like one or two calls from people because I want us to move on to the next one, the cataract and then the glaucoma. But let's take a few calls. And we'll jump on those ones later on. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That is 01465-7190. Please go straight to the point. Dr. Kwega is a very, very busy doctor. We want to keep him here beyond 9 o'clock. Let's see. We're going to speak with this caller. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning. Are you here?
Hello, good morning.
Morning to you. You can't hear us, I'm sorry. Nigeria Info, Christopher, morning to you. Hi, Christopher, morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah. please, so my name is Christopher.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Ajangoda. I want to ask of your guest number.
Go.
I would like to speak to him.
That's just what you want, eh, Christopher. You cannot ask your question on radio.
No, you talked about Catalan.
Okay, and we'll get there. Don't worry, Dr. Boyega will give out his contact. I know that we can't ask all the questions, Christopher.
Okay.
So Dr. Boyega will give out his contact details much later on, all right? Thank you for calling. I always do that. I allow, you know, people to reach out to my guests because we can't finish everything on this
That's
show.
Okay with me.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to go with Tosin here. Tosin, hi, morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, I have a question for the guest. I am short-sighted. I use glasses. My mom uses it. My okay. dad also uses it.
Okay.
But I discovered that my first son, he also has the same sight problem I have. Mm. He's also short-sighted. So people are suggesting that I get him a glasses. And he's just 7 years old.
Okay.
So I'm trying not to get him that glasses because I felt like it would look as if, I don't know, people start looking at him somehow, and I don't want it. So I don't know if there is a cure, there is something.
Hi, Tosin.
Use of okay. something.
Okay.
Because I don't want
like a
to
drug. Okay. All right, Tosin. That's what we got.
Thank you very much, Tosin, for that question. Short-sightedness, otherwise referred to as myopia,
yeah.
tends to run in family. Tends to run in family. And usually start at very early age. And the problem with children is the eyes are still developing in children. And if the eye is not functioning optimally,
yeah.
and we don't support it to do that, to function optimally, it will get to a point in life when we will provide all the support,
yeah.
the will not be able to optimize the vision.
Let's go to break. When we return, we'll talk some more about Tosin's concerns. All right, Lagos, stay with us. We'll be back. Now let's get back to our conversation this morning. I see I have Dr. Wega Alabi in the studio. He's a consultant ophthalmologist, and he joins us right now on the show. Before the break, Dr. Wega, Tosin called, and Tosin was talking about her seven-year-old son, and you were addressing that situation.
Yes, I would want to tell Tosin to please take the son to see an eye specialist, and if the boy needs to use glasses, please let him start now. Because the issue with children that needs to use glasses is that if we deprive them, they can develop what we call amblyopia or lazy eye, whereby when later in life we try to correct the error with glasses, they will not respond appropriately. So any child that needs to use glasses, no matter how young, they should not be deprived, they should not be denied in order to avoid that condition called amblyopia. There is no treatment for it. There is no treatment really for it. What we do is just trying to see how we can help. So it's better prevented. And that's part of what we're talking about.
Okay.
Prevention. Prevention. Quite a number of eye conditions available out there are preventable if we can afford ourselves the opportunity of, you know, seeing the right people and, you know, getting the right treatment.
Right. We're going to, let's take one more call before we go into the World Sight Day conversation. Hello, good morning to you. Hello.
This is Yusuf Olamileko Adedema from Lagos.
Yusuf, you're calling the female line.
Okay. Actually, I'm let me call myself a patient, you know, of an high condition too.
Okay.
So I just want to advise that woman so that what happened to me will not happen to her.
Oh.
I try to evade that, you know...
Use of glasses.
Taking of glasses.
Yeah.
You know, while I was young, somebody hit me on the left eye while I was young. I didn't take note of that.
Mm.
So while I was growing up, I began to have a visual
impairment.
So let her, please, let her take that child. You know, the earlier the better.
The earlier the better.
So that... because I lost a lot of opportunities, you know, while trying to and why going up? Because I refuse to use that high glasses. So that's my advice. Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so we already have another first-time caller here. Let's take this one, and we'll go back to Dr. Gbega. Onus is here. Onus, morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Baba Sherif Twalu. Sorry, your guest, you know, sometimes when we listen to this people on radio, we tend to believe them, credibility and everything. So right. I have an eye problem, and I would really love to talk to this man outside of your show. How can I do that?
Oh, fantastic.
Can I get a number?
He's going to give out his details later, his contact details.
All right, thank you very, very much.
Thank you, too, for calling on this. Thank you. Gbega, be ready for bombardment after this show. Well, let's talk about the World Sight Day. What can you tell us about today?
Yes, today is World Sight Day.
That's right.
14th day of October 2021. Usually, World Sight Day is second Thursday in October of every year.
Yeah.
And today, this year is not an exception. Now, World Sight Day is an annual awareness event that focuses global attention on blindness and visual impairment that affects millions of people all over the world of all ages. And like I said, this year is not an exception. And this year, we have a special theme. The theme for this year is apt, is special, and is personal. Love your eyes. Love your eyes. And this theme encourages every one of us to take responsibility with the care of our eyes. Don't give it to a second party. It's your own. You must cherish it. You must love it. You must care for it. So we are encouraged to, you know, take ownership of our eye health and to get an eye test. And then also to encourage people around us, our friends, our colleagues, our co-workers, our neighbors, our community members, to do the same, to take ownership of their eye care and to ensure that they have regular eye check.
Are there activities being lined up for the World Sight Day 2021?
Yes, well, we have a lot of activities online, actually. We have what we call Everyone Counts Global Challenge. And this challenge is being organized by the International Agency for Prevention of Blindness with support of WHO and with support of some other stakeholders. And people can actually access the information online and get to be part of it. And facilities are also encouraged to organize free eye screening for the general populace to come in and have their eyes checked. We have been cautious this period because of the COVID-19.
That's right.
Of the screening are actually being restricted to the hospital, to the facility where we can observe all the countermeasures for COVID-19. We are not doing much of, you know, public screening. So please look around you. I'm sure there are facilities around you that are screening people for free. Let's make ourselves available and let's take ownership of our eyes. Love your eyes.
I want to talk to you some more about children with eye problems. According to research, around about 60% of children with learning difficulties have undetected vision problems. What really are the contributing factors to children coming down with eye problems, apart from the fact that it is hereditary?
Well, the care of the eye should actually start from the womb. You know, pregnant women should do proper antenatal care. They should see their doctors, use all the various drugs that are recommended during antenatal period. And the delivery process too should be done accordingly in the right, you know, facility. Children that are born, young babies, they should have the initial eye evaluation by specialists. And this is even more pertinent.
You mean babies?
Yes.
No, they don't do that too.
I know it's a challenge in this part of the world, but it's something we should look at critically. I mean,
can we demand it, like babies should be given eye examination? I mean, how does that work?
It's part of part of the campaign we should actually, you know, promote, you know, to see how you know, little children can have that initial eye assessment, you know, as a baby, you know. And this is even more pertinent, like I was saying, in premature babies. Premature babies, they need to have regular eye evaluation by pediatric ophthalmologist and probably retina specialist to identify some of these peculiar eye conditions to babies of that age group. And aside from at the level of the babies, the preschool children too, we should look at how we can encourage eye screening for preschool children.
Preschool.
And, yes, and at the point of entering the school, there should be that effort for that initial eye evaluation. I remember very well, sometime in 2014, we decided to train teachers, you know, on how to do eye evaluation for their children in school. And I think it's something that everybody should look at. When I mean everybody, all the relevant stakeholders, including the doctors, the school authorities, and all that, to empower teachers to actually evaluate the children regarding their eyes. And from the study we did, it was quite successful. I mean, it's just basic eye evaluation, and teachers can actually be trained to actually do that.
Awesome. This is awesome. I'm going to come to the telephone in a moment, but we need to also talk about the myths concerning eye problems and causes of eye problems. One of such that would lead this is that when you eat granite too much, you go get eye problems. Or when you dig gari too much, you get eye problem. That's what you got. Is this true? Granite, gari?
Just like you said, these are myths. However, everything should be done in moderation, really. Okay. I mean, we always encourage that, you know. The problem used to be those days, poorly processed products, be it the peanuts or granite or the gari, when they are not properly processed. If the gari is not properly processed and you have high concentration of cyanide, cyanide is actually harmful to the eye.
Oh.
So, but I think we have overcome that. Okay. I mean, you rarely see poorly processed products any longer. And then for the granite too, alpha toxins, you know, all those things. But I think we are over and above all those challenges. Mm. But like I said, moderation is important.
How about staring at your phone for long or computers all around? Like, see how many ones I have in the studio here alone. Do they affect the sight?
Yes. In fact, it's part of what the World Sight Day for this year is addressing.
Okay.
So we're talking about four P's. There are four important P's. Mm. The first P is how do you prevent vision loss?
Mm.
Then second, how do you protect? How do you preserve? Mm. And how do you prioritize your vision, your eye health?
Mm.
And one of the ways to protect, you know, we know these days, just like you said, I mean, this is the jet age, computer age.
Yeah.
We all have all sorts of screen devices that we now use. Mm. We must ensure we protect our eye, because sometimes some of these screen devices can lead to eye strain, eye ache, dry eye, headache. So we must see how we minimize. You know, that's what we call think blink. When you are using it, blink, you know, consciously blink and consciously take time off, you know, when you are using the device.
Just blink like this you're using it.
Yes, think blink. And
conscious,
then,
deliberately.
Yes, think blink. And then also consciously, you know, take time off. If you are working in a place where you spend 12 hours, 14 hours before, you know, screen, take time out, you know, periodically within that period to just, you know, relax yourself and then take your eye off the screen. Because like I said, they could affect the eye, they could cause dry eye, they could cause, there's what we call digital eye strain or computer eye syndrome, you know, or digital eye strain syndrome. Okay. So that is part of what, you know, the World Sight Day this year is addressing.
Mm.
Protect your eyes from some of these harmful, you know, things.
How regularly should one get their eyes checked?
Very beautiful question, Mr. Kodri. Everybody, at least once in 2 years for everybody. Now, for people that have existing eye condition, they should religiously follow the schedule that's been given to them by their doctors, their eye specialists.
Mm-hmm.
Then for people that are over the age of 40, annual eye check is advocated. And then for people that have family histories of some eye conditions, particularly glaucoma, annual eye screening is also advocated. So that's perhaps the frequency. And then, like I said, importantly, if you have an existing eye condition, your own frequency will be more, depending on the recommendation of your doctor.
Mm. Let's get to the telephone now, Dr. Wega. Let's see who we've got here. Hello, good morning to you.
Oh, thank God. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, Sheriff, I like your second to the last line of question you asked about those who use the computer too often. So I'd like to know, for who use me, the kind of job I do, I sit on the system for hours. So I'd like to know, is there a kind of glasses that's recommended that we need to be using in order for us? Because sometimes you might not, when you're too engrossed with your doing on the system, you're not even take note that you need to stand up and, you know, take your eyes off the screen because of the sensitivity of what you're actually doing at that point in time. So I'm just trying to know that using eyeglasses, any eyeglasses that I need to get, because I'm trying to go to the hospital now to see if I can get one, you know, for the, and again, for children that are prematurely given birth to. Yes, I had one of my child that was prematurely given birth to, and I know that we were going from time to time to do check of her eyes, check for some time, till she got like maybe I think a year or so before I actually stopped going. So I don't know if I should also continue for her to start going back to the hospital to check her eyes, or is there any time that the child that came premature, her eye will be okay for me not to be going all the time?
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. We're going to jump on that question very quickly, Dr. Wega. First one, are there special eyeglasses to be used if you stay a long time on your computer?
Well, not really. Not really, depending on if you have an existing refractive error.
Yeah.
I mean, but there are these glasses that we call anti-reflective glasses.
Okay.
That they can be used. But I know now that most of the screening devices, they have the anti-reflective property already. So not really, not really. Like I said, the trick is think, blink, and then you have to, you know, create time to, you know, relax.
Her second
while.
Question about her baby, whether she should still continue to take the baby for eye check.
That's depending on a lot of factors. Really, how old is baby now? What was the outcome of the initial evaluations that were done?
Yeah.
And what's the final recommendation of the doctor? That's dependent on quite a number of factors. Yeah.
All right. Let's speak with Ada. Ada is in Lekki. Ada, hi. Morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good
Thank
morning.
You so much for this enlightening session.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Madam.
I would like you to please speak to people who just pick up glasses off the streets, you know, simply because they want something to magnify, you know, the writings on books and all of that. Just enlighten us a bit more on that so that they understand what sort of damage, you know, that could cause their eyes.
Thank you, Ada. And Dr. Wega, that's also on the table right here. Number, what is this one now? Like, people just see, walking by, they just see this, they just see these hawkers, and these hawkers still have reading glasses on their whatever it is that they call that thing, and people pick up these glasses to put on just because they know that they can't see well to read. So just pick this. Why do we have reading glasses on display by people that are not doctors? Why is that allowed to start with?
Well, I'll start with your initial question.
Yeah.
If you are in the habit of picking glasses just by the roadside, then you don't love your eyes. And that's why we are here. We want you to love your eyes. Whatever you love, you are going to intentionally take care of it. You are not just going to, you know, handle it with levity. If you are doing that, you are not loving your eyes. It's wrong, and the effect could be grievous when you just pick spectacle by the roadside. And you could actually worsen the eye condition when you do that. So everybody in that habit, you please desist. Ensure you love your eyes. See the right people. See the right professional. They are available all around us. And well, for your last question, why do we have such things on the road? Well, I don't know. I think, you know, it's a problem of regulation.
It baffles me a lot.
And it's not only restricted to health alone. We have a lot of other things we see around us that shouldn't be.
You're right.
So it's more of an issue of regulation. And that's part of what World Sight Day is here to address. Basically, there are three aims of the World Sight Day.
Okay.
The first one is to create public awareness about blindness and visual impairment as a major international public health issue. Then secondly, we want to influence government and relevant stakeholders, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health, and other relevant agencies. We want to influence them to be part of it, to be part of regulating what happens.
To be interested.
Yes, in the healthcare space, to be part of funding the healthcare, you know, unit or space.
Sector.
Sector. Mm-hmm. And then to, you know, support the blindness prevention programs nationwide. So that's the second one. And then the third one is what we are doing now. We want to educate the public, educate the target audience on how to prevent blindness and how to promote good high health.
Hola, hi, morning to you.
Good morning, my brother, Sheriff.
Good morning.
And I want to greet the doctor. And I want to thank 99.3 for bringing in this show.
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm in my mid-50s.
Okay.
And I noticed recently that anytime I leave my room, or a place where there's low illumination, and I come outside, it takes me hours to regain my sight properly. I don't know what's happening. And I've visited hospitals, they gave me glasses, and it's not correcting this.
Do you have any question for him?
Sir, you said you are in your mid
50s.
Okay, do you have any known systemic condition like diabetes mellitus?
No.
What about any known eye condition? Do you have cataract, or have you been diagnosed with glaucoma?
No, I've not been diagnosed I use reading glasses.
Okay.
You know, my vision is degrading. Maybe that's fine. Because of age. I want to read, I need to use glasses.
Yeah, perfect. Do you think that your vision is cloudy? It's hazy, like Amatan haze? Do you have that feeling?
Yes, when I leave a place that is less illuminated, and I come outside,
okay,
it starts like that. I find it difficult to focus very well. Then later,
you know, accommodate.
Like an hour after, then again.
You know, basically, what you have, sir, is what we call delayed dark adaptation, dark and light adaptation. You know, sometimes, you know, when you are in a littered environment and you moved into a dark place, it will take you some time for you to adjust and be able to pick out things in that place. Same thing when you move from dark to light. So sometimes with age, it could be delayed. You could be having, you know, prolonged that period, that lucid period where you have to adjust can be delayed. Sometimes people that are diabetic, that have diabetes mellitus can have that delayed dark adaptation. People that have glaucoma too can have that. That's why I was asking those questions. But what you should do, sir, afford yourself of seeing an eye specialist.
Okay.
It should be difficult for me to actually, decipher exactly what is wrong with you online. I mean, in the studio. So please try and see an eye specialist. I'm sure your case can be handled appropriately.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I am so sorry. But okay, can you? Oh goodness, let me take okay. Okay, it's gone. All right. We must go now, Dr. Wega. We have to go now. But please, look at the telephone lines. Please give out your contact, how people can reach you and ask you all the questions that they have, because we must go now. How can people reach out to you?
Well, you can reach me on my email address.
Okay.
Which I think I want to... Probably we should do that. Okay, let me give you my phone number. But please, I would prefer SMS.
Okay, SMS
or WhatsApp. Or WhatsApp message.
Or WhatsApp, please.
I would prefer that, please.
Please don't call. SMS or WhatsApp, please go on ahead.
Yeah, so my phone number is 081-88-212-822. 081-88-212-822. Then for my email address, alabisonade@yahoo.com. Alabi, alabisundade@yahoo.com.
Okay. Fantastic. Dr. Wega, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kodri, for
and
having me.
Happy World Sight Day to
I
all of us.
I wish you the same too. I wish everybody the same too. So please, let's love our eyes. Thank you, everybody.
That's our show this morning. Gwemi Mo will be here tomorrow for the Hot Takes Morning Crossfire. I'm Sherif Kodri. I'm on social media, Sherif Kodri, across all social media platforms. I'll see you on Monday at 5. Good morning to you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.